This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day filled with great and momentous news, certainly on the legal front. One of those pieces of news, the charges against Congressman George Santos, who is looking at very serious charges of wire fraud, of fraud involving getting Social Security, getting unemployment payments when he was fully employed, and providing, using that money to help pay for luxury clothes, and all kinds of financial misstatements and misdealings. He could be serving 20 years in prison if he is convicted, but he intends to run for re-election for Congress. There is also the reaction of prominent Republicans yesterday to the failure of President Trump's defense in court in New York, and President Trump being found liable for sexual assault, and also for defamation against E. Jean Carroll. There were a number of comments, for instance, these comments by Lindsey Graham and Byron Donalds. Byron Donalds, the Republican congressman from Florida, Lindsey Graham, Republican senator from South Carolina, talking about the real problem here not being any behavior by Donald Trump, not being any alleged defamation or sexual assault regarding E. Jean Carroll, but being the New York legal system. Listen, this is clip five.
The New York legal system's off the rails when it comes to Donald Trump.
What's happening in some of these courtrooms in Manhattan, I don't even know. I'm not going to get into it. It's a jury of his peers finding him. Come on, man. Serious? Don't say that stuff to me. That might work for somebody else. That definitely don't work for me. Jury of my peers? Yeah, whatever.
Well, again, suggesting that now they did make clear that at least some members of the jury were people who were MAGA enthusiasts, who were supporters of President Trump. And who knows what happened? They did not find him guilty. They did not find the charges of rape to be backed up by a preponderance of the evidence. They did find sexual assault to be backed up by preponderance of evidence. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, a former football coach, basically said this won't be the last. He has, of course, endorsed President Trump this election cycle. He said, I mean, people are going to come at him from all angles. People are going to try and convict him on the papers in Mar-a-Lago, and then he also said they're going to do anything they can to keep him from winning. It ain't going to work. People are going to see through the lines. A New York jury, he had no chance. He said, this verdict against Trump makes me want to vote for him twice. And I asked the question, does anybody else share that response? And if you can explain why you would want to vote for him twice, you can give us a call at 1-800-955-1776. And we go to Mark, who's been hanging on in Fall City, Washington. Mark, you're on the Medved Show.
Hello, Mark here.
Hey, you're on.
Okay, yeah, I was just going to say that this verdict makes me want to vote for Trump twice as much also because of the media, the complicity of the media, including even the Michael Medved Show is entirely complicit in this. Listen to you right now. You're sitting there talking about this thing with Santos, and you're talking about Trump's false verdict. But you don't talk about Biden's 9 family members that received millions from the Chinese. We don't talk about any of that corruption.
Actually, we just did. We were talking about it with Andrew McCarthy, who had been predicting indictments of Hunter Biden for a long time, and also talked about the serious possibility that it might involve other members of his family. But again, as it happens, we just spoke about it the last hour. But go ahead.
Just heard it. Well, this whole thing is a distraction, and you're part of it. You'd rather talk about all these negative things that the Republicans have done than all the true things that the Democrats have done. You have no integrity.
Explain to me, do you believe that it is inappropriate to cover the indictment on 13 counts, 13 different charges of a sitting member of U.S. Congress, whether he is Republican or Democrat? Or do you think that basically the right thing to do is just ignore an indictment and a potential 20-year prison sentence for a Republican?
But you're saying nothing about Biden's senility, yet you're questioning whether Trump's fit to be president. You don't talk about all the positive things Trump did. Strong economy, energy independence, Israel Abraham Accords. You're Jewish. You're like what I call a Darwinian Jew. You're against the one guy that can save the Jewish people and America. So I'm not sure where you're coming from.
You believe that President Trump is the one guy who can save the Jewish people in America?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, tell me what it is about President Trump that you think gives him that unique ability.
Look what he's done for Israel already, number one. Number two, look what Obama and Biden have not done for Israel. Look how Biden and Obama were supporting Iran.
Okay, again, I'm not questioning for a moment, Mark, that you and I think literally tens of millions of our fellow citizens believe that Trump is preferable to Biden, preferable to Obama. I understand that. But the question is, you said something else. You said Trump is the one guy who can save America and save the Jewish people. And explain to me, what is it about his leadership that you think makes him so unique, makes him so... For instance, he had a very loyal vice president named Mike Pence. What is it about President Trump that makes him more worthy of high office than Mike Pence?
Our adversaries feared him. He didn't get us in any wars. Ukraine would not have happened had Trump been there.
Why do you think that's true? Why do you believe that that is true, that Ukraine wouldn't have happened if Trump had been there? And do you believe President Trump when he says that if he becomes president again, he'll solve the Ukraine war in 24 hours?
Exactly. Because
you believe that. How would he do that?
You guys have about 10 hours to end this, and then you're going to see what's going to happen. The war to the withdrawal from Afghanistan was such a joke. But what I'm saying, Michael, is all you do is talk about the negative things about Trump, and you just completely forget about talking about Biden. You are really just a Democrat liberal station in disguise.
Okay, first of all, I'm not a Democrat, and I'm not a liberal. Secondly, the idea of forgetting about Biden is, some people would say, unfortunately, impossible because he is president of the United States. The difficulty right now is Republicans are in the midst of a primary season where clearly I think what most Republicans want to do is pick a guy who can actually win. And the problem with this particular case on the E. Jean Carroll case is President Trump decided to fight it. He's decided to continue the fight, to go on appeal. I don't think this makes him a stronger candidate. I don't think this helps him win the nomination. It certainly doesn't help him win the general election. We'll be back with more responses from other prominent Republicans coming up on The Medved Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
The whole thing is a scam, and it's a shame, and it's a disgrace to our country.
The Michael Medved Show.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a great deal of attention, as there should be, to a a huge wave of unauthorized immigrants, and they to call them illegal immigrants at this point when they haven't immigrated yet, and when what they're trying to do is to apply for asylum, to get asylum granted to them, which they have not gotten in advance. That's very complicated. The idea of Title 42 expiring. Title 42 is expiring because, thank God, the pandemic, the threat of COVID-19 is considerably less than it used to be. There are different strains that are less fatal, and the level of mortality here in the United States, where we lost a million of our fellow citizens to that disease, are less. But right now, the end of Title 42, which had made it easier to keep people out of the country and to throw them out of the country once they had actually come into the United States, that is no longer going to be operating as of tomorrow. And here is CBS reporting on the expiration of Title 42. Clip one.
Border Patrol launches new operations in El Paso to find and expel migrants who entered the United States illegally. State officials in Texas have called up more National Guard troops to deal with an expected rush of migrants. 1,500 federal troops will start arriving at the southern border tomorrow.
Those sweeps you've referenced in the El Paso area, they started early this morning. Authorities are trying to remove any migrants who are in this country without having been processed by Border Patrol. Here where we are in the Brownsville area over the last several weeks, they've been seeing about 2,000 migrant arrivals a day. Some are being processed in that building you see behind me. Still, GOP-led states say the Biden administration is not doing enough.
And part of the center of that not doing enough is Alejandro Mayorkas, who is the secretary of the Department of Health, actually the Department of Security. And that secretary spoke this morning and had this to say.
Let me be clear. The lifting of the Title 42 public health order does not mean our border is open. In fact, it is the contrary. Our use of our immigration enforcement authorities under Title 8 of the United States Code means tougher consequences for people who cross the border illegally.
Okay, that's the words of the Department of Homeland Security, the DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. A couple of hours ago, CBS News reports that in El Paso, the Biden administration finalized a sweeping restriction on asylum that it plans to use to ramp up swift deportations of migrants who cross the U.S.-Mexico border after the Title 42 pandemic-era emergency policy sunsets on Thursday. Hundreds of U.S. asylum officers were trained on how to enforce the restriction on Tuesday, and the regulation was published on Wednesday, less than 48 hours before Title 42 is set to expire. CBS News first reported the regulation's finalization on Tuesday, yesterday, as well as the guidance issued to asylum officers charged with implementing it. The regulation, which is expected to be challenged in federal court, will be a dramatic shift in asylum policy, disqualifying migrants from U.S. protection if they fail to request refugee status in another country, such as Mexico, on their journey to the southern border. What this involves is actually going back to that Remain in Mexico policy that was applied successfully by the Trump administration. And the idea that this is something new and novel rather than a return to not Title 42 but to Remain in Mexico is simply misleading. Here is Secretary Mayorkas again, Department of Homeland Security, talking about the expiration of Title 42 and what that means. Clip 3.
Title 42 public health order will terminate. At that point, we will once again process people at our southern border using our immigration enforcement authorities under Title 8 of the United States Code. Our overall approach is to build lawful pathways for people to come to the United States and to impose tougher consequences on those who choose not to use those pathways. We are taking this approach within the constraints of a broken immigration system that Congress has not fixed for more than two decades. And without the resources we need, personnel, facilities, transportation, and others that we have requested of Congress and that we were not given.
Okay, it's. I wonder if he would be so quick to blame everything on Congress if the Republicans hadn't taken over the House of Representatives. He's right, by the way, about the failure to get through any kind of meaningful immigration reform, despite attempts to do so by President Bush, by President Obama, by President Trump to some extent. And look, Congress has been a real problem on this issue. But the idea that that lessens the responsibility on President Trump, and by the way, Vice President Harris as well, who was placed in charge of the border mess by President Biden. Let us hope that they do get things in some kind of order before the deluge comes, which is due tomorrow. The David Sling system, which was declared fully operational 5 years ago, is one portion of Israel's multi-tier layered missile defense system. It was used with some effectiveness to head off 400 missiles that were sent to Israel against Israel from Gaza. Michael Rubin of American Enterprise Institute will be joining us coming up, talking about the efforts by Egypt and other countries that are part of the Abraham Accords to try to arrange some kind of truce, given the fact that there have been these massive rocket attacks from Gaza. What happens next? And what happens with a Turkish election coming up in the Middle East that may install a more pro-American government, which would be a very good thing. We will talk to Michael Rubin coming up on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S.
USA News update. The next few days and weeks will be difficult at the border. That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But he says
the lifting of the Title 42 public health order does not mean our border is open. In fact, it is the contrary.
Title 42 was the COVID-era immigration policy that expedited deportations. Mayorkas warned immigrants to only use legal pathways to enter the U.S. New York Congressman George Santos has entered a not guilty plea to federal charges, including using campaign contributions for personal expenses and securing unemployment benefits during the pandemic while still employed. Santos taken into custody today on a 13-count indictment. He was released on $500,000 bond. The White House says it's trying to find a path forward to keep the U.S. from defaulting on its debt. Staff from congressional leaders and the White House are meeting daily. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved show, of more than 400 rockets have been aimed in the last 24 hours from the Gaza Strip, as it's called, the Hamas-ruled Gaza area. One of the radical organizations in Gaza is Islamic Jihad, which, by the way, is often at odds with Hamas that actually rules Gaza. They have lost now three of their major commanders who have been hit by Israeli airstrikes. With all of this going on, there is an attempt by Egypt to start to mediate an end to this back and forth, this confrontation. What is going on? And what is going on with a fateful and perhaps very encouraging election in Turkey? Great privilege to be able to talk to Michael Rubin about that. Michael Rubin is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where he specializes in Iran, Turkey, and the broader Middle East. He's a former Pentagon official who has lived in post-revolution Iran in Yemen and both pre- and post-war Iraq. Michael, what is the very latest in the back and forth in Israel? I know the Minister of Defense, Yoav Gallant, has said that the confrontation with Islamic Jihad is not over. What's going on?
Okay, Michael, there's two things going on here.
First of all, what your listeners need to understand is that Islamic Jihad is a creation and a proxy of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, Iran is Shiite, the Islamic Jihad is Sunni, but Islamic Jihad was actually created by Ayatollah Khomeini and the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. So the way the Israelis look at this is they are facing down an Iranian proxy, and that they're battling with Iranian proxies along almost all of their borders. The other thing to keep in mind is when we think about the Palestinian territories, there's the Gaza Strip, which Israel hasn't occupied since 2005, and then there's the West Bank. The Palestinian Authority is in the West Bank. But as Mahmoud Abbas, the chairman of the Palestinian Authority, gets older, he's now around 85 years old, he's in the 18th year of his four-year presidential term, there's a move by groups like Islamic Jihad and perhaps Hamas as well to basically stage a coup and put that sort of Hamas-Islamic Jihad extremism in the West Bank, where it would be much more dangerous to the Israeli population center.
So the death of the there are apparently three senior commanders for Islamic Jihad. They are among the 21 people, I believe, that were killed in Israeli airstrikes in response to these missile attacks. What's the significance there?
Well, the significance, of course, is, number one, the fact that Israel was successful in killing his commander shows that the Israelis still have very good intelligence. And this, of course, is going to worry Islamic Jihad and their backers in Iran. The second issue with relation to this is what Israeli generals call mowing the grass, where every so often terrorist groups like Hamas or Islamic Jihad get too powerful. They start launching missiles at Israel. Israel sort of has to knock them down, knock down some of the commanders, knock out some of the weapons factories, but then there's a peace, there's a ceasefire, and these groups rebuild. Israel calls it mowing the grass because they can't afford to go into Gaza and actually reoccupy or wipe out the network. Then the casualties would be much too high. So it's sort of like a battle that recurs, and we're just at one of these cycles of recurrence.
I know that some of the press in Israel says that the latest exchange, this latest explosion of violence from Islamic Jihad, was because of the death by hunger strike, the willful self-authored death by hunger strike of a leading terrorist Palestinian leader who was in Israeli custody. Is that the right understanding?
Well, look, we can say that, Michael, but the issue with many of these terrorist groups is, and this was the same thing, by the way, with Al-Qaeda in the past, is that they are a terrorist group first, and they will look at whatever the news hook is in order to put on their videos and their statements to justify their terrorism. No one really believes, however, that this is a cause and effect. First of all, if the death by hunger strike occurred last week or so, you've got a situation where it takes months and months and months to prepare the sort of terrorist infrastructure. And so that just shows the falsity or the superficialness of taking these explanations at face value. The problem is you have an Iranian proxy that's dedicated to Israel's survival, dedicated to Israel's eradication, to eliminating Israel's survival, and they're willing to act upon it. When they launch rockets, they're not launching rockets at military targets. They're launching rockets at kindergartens, at cities, just hoping to kill as many people as possible. This is what Israel faces, and this is why they're taking the action they're taking right now.
In terms of the Turkish election, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the longtime authoritarian leader of Turkey, seems to be vulnerable in a couple of days to an upset by a more pro-American candidate. Would that be a positive development?
Well, it would be a positive development, but I also believe that perhaps the American press and the American diplomatic corps is being too optimistic here. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who, as you said, is an authoritarian leader once talked about democracy. He said, democracy is like a streetcar. You ride it as far as you need, and then you step off. So while he will have elections, and while this other figure, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, is in polls showing that he may even squeak by, the fact of the matter is, Recep Tayyip Erdogan can simply deny the result. And if he denies the result, you can bet that the leader of Azerbaijan, who's also authoritarian, the leader of Pakistan, Vladimir Putin, are all going to call and congratulate him. I think what we're heading for is a situation like the Islamic Republic of Iran in 2009, where the people may have voted one way, but the official election results went the other way.
And again, do you think it is likely that the majority in Turkey, because of the earthquake response and other things, is ready to move on from Erdogan?
Well, without doubt, the majority is ready to move on. They've been ready to move on for quite some time. The question is whether the Turks are going to allow him to move on. Simply put, after 20 years of Erdogan, the entire military is in his hands. 30 million Turks have gone through the education system under Erdogan. He stacked the bureaucracy. He stacked the media. So it's not clear that he's ever going to abide by the results of a free and fair election.
It is one of those things to keep an eye on and to feel hope about, as are the efforts by the Egyptians to mediate the current conflict and exchange of fire in Israel and the Palestinian territories. Michael Rubin's latest commentaries are linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. He is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and very much appreciate your background and information. Coming up tonight, another big confrontation. President Trump has characterized CNN as enemies of the people, but he's going on CNN, and he gives a preview of what he means to say, do, and achieve. We'll get to that coming up.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. It's a product with all natural ingredients to help fix these health problems. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show on God's green earth.
It is a horror show.
The Michael Medved Show.
When he's left to his own devices.
That, the words of Bill Barr, former Attorney General of the United States. Will it be a horror show when President Trump is left to his own devices with CNN? On the special town hall broadcast they're doing tonight with Caitlin Collins. They're doing it for New Hampshire, which is a crucial primary state. I don't think there's any question that if President Trump wins decisively in New Hampshire, and New Hampshire was the first primary that he won last time, you may remember, he lost in Iowa to Ted Cruz, and then ended up winning a split vote in New Hampshire and then cruising on as the front runner from then on to the nomination in 2016. But going back to New Hampshire tonight with CNN, and he offered this preview of what he means to achieve with this interchange. Clip 16.
Tonight, live from the great state of New Hampshire, because CNN is rightfully desperate to get those fantastic Trump ratings back. They were ratings like none other, and they want them back. They made me a deal I couldn't refuse. Could be the beginning of a new and vibrant CNN with no more fake news, or it could be a total disaster for all, including me. Let's see what happens tonight at 8 o'clock.
Okay, this is a very effective tease, is it not? But he's right about one thing. This is two parties who may not like each other, and I think it's not a surprise that CNN doesn't like Trump, and Trump certainly doesn't like CNN. But they need each other. And again, for President Trump, who is extremely resentful of Fox News recently because he feels that Fox News and Rupert Murdoch and Lachlan Murdoch and the other people who run the operation at Fox are all leaning toward DeSantis, which is something that Trump feels betrayed and he doesn't like at all. And basically what he's doing by going on CNN is showing that he doesn't need any of the other established media that he doesn't want to cooperate with. President Trump has also said he may not participate in the first two debates. One of those debates is scheduled to be on Fox in August. And would he be in a condition, a circumstance where he's drawing big leads in the divided Republican primary field where he could say no to a debate invitation without hurting himself? Yeah, that happened in Iowa last time. And it didn't cripple his campaign. In 2016, I forget the issue in which he had decided he would not participate in the debate, but will President Trump enjoy questioning from Caitlin Collins? What's fascinating here is, will she ask as her first question something about the E. Jean Carroll case or the verdict in that case? Of course, because the timing and the jury verdict just coming down yesterday, it's almost inconceivable that he's not asked about it tonight. Chris Christie was asked about it on Fox News Radio, and he said this about President Trump's reaction to the verdict in the Carroll case. This is clip 13.
His response yesterday to me was ridiculous, that he didn't even know the woman. I mean, you know, how many coincidences are we going to have here with Donald Trump, Brian? I mean, he must be the unluckiest SOB in the world. He just has, you know, random people he's never met before who are able to convince the jury that he sexually abused them. I mean, this guy, it's one person after another, one woman after another. The stories just continue to pile up. And I think we all know he's not unlucky, that he engaged in this kind of conduct. But, and he talked about it himself in the Access Hollywood tape. And I was there with him when the Access Hollywood tape came out. And let me tell you something, Brian. He was embarrassed. He was embarrassed then. He's tried to change the whole history now. But he was embarrassed then. Look, this kind of conduct is unacceptable for somebody that we call a leader.
Okay, that is about as clear a statement on a reaction to President Trump and his response to the verdict. The this also was a good statement by Asa Hutchinson, the former governor of Arkansas, former congressman who is a candidate for president, announced candidate for president. He said in his statement that over the course of my over 25 years of experience in the courtroom, I have firsthand knowledge. I have seen firsthand how a cavalier and arrogant contempt for the rule of law can backfire. The jury verdict should be treated with seriousness and is another example of the indefensible behavior of Donald Trump. And Hutchinson has positioned himself, it says over at Fox, Hutchinson has positioned himself as a critic of Trump in the race for the Republican nomination. He called on Trump to drop out of the race at the end of March after Trump was indicted in Manhattan in District Attorney Alvin Bragg's probe into the 2016 hush money payment. Remember that? Made to adult star film Stormy Daniels. Hutchinson also slammed Trump as being responsible for taking the GOP back to bitterness, saying his goals for serving as president are more about getting even with his political enemies, Trump's goals, than leading our country. And then there was Nikki Haley, who basically tried to dodge the question. Listen to clip 14.
I'm not going to get into that. That's something for Trump to respond to. You know, I mean, I think the focus has to be not to be distracted. It's why we've got to leave the baggage and the and the negativity behind. We've got to focus on what people are talking about. I'm doing town halls all over Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, and they are concerned about inflation. They're concerned about their kids' education. They're concerned about the border and how out of control it is. They're concerned about crime and what's happening with, you know, why is there a Chinese spy balloon flying over us? Those are the things they care about. I'll let Trump respond to that, but no need to be.
He's doing a town hall tonight, Ambassador. Is it a legitimate question for Caitlin Collins to ask him, or would that be legacy media being anti-Republican again?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think she can ask the question. I think he's got to answer for it. But, you know, it's not my case. It's his case. So I think she's going to ask the question. I think he's going to answer it.
Okay, Nikki Haley basically turning the question around and talking about what she is doing. Mike Pence had perhaps the most surprising reaction. Remember, this is a guy who is no longer close to the President of the United States. He is also a potential candidate. He declined any opportunity to criticize his former boss after the ruling. Instead, Pence defended Trump and suggested that the verdict wouldn't matter much to voters. And will it matter? I think it depends upon the accumulation of verdicts, because there are so many of them that are left to adjudicate. There is the Fulton County, Georgia DA, Afani Wallace, who has been meeting with a grand jury that apparently is on the verge of other indictments, including possible indictments of President Trump. There is the grand jury and the investigation ongoing that is being led by Jack Smith, the special prosecutor who has been appointed by Merrick Garland, who's supposed to be looking at both the documents that were found at Mar-a-Lago, the classified documents, and as well as the behavior on January 6th at the time of the riots at the Capitol. Meanwhile, riots on Wall Street over playing chicken with the debt ceiling. Could the debt ceiling mean a basement for our stock market and our economy? We will get to that with Peter Coy, economics writer for the New York Times, and more coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.